and I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning into Pogo City Radio. Doing some Postmas Carol pogoing for you tonight. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to
Pogo City Radio.
All right. Now, a couple weeks ago, I said we did a Christmas episode last year. We're not doing a Christmas episode this year. But, you know, shit happens, and we are. And before I get to the rest of this show, we got to check in with the gorgeous, the beautiful, the sexy, the lovely, rude girl Jessica.
All those things, huh? What's up, Pogo Land? How you guys doing out there?
How you guys doing? So now here's the scoop, right? Like, I didn't really feel like setting up tonight's show. And I have a punk rock Christmas playlist, so it's a little bit easier for me to just go over there, and that's why you're getting a Christmas episode,
because everyone likes Christmas up, music.
Set up and ready to go, and it's just less work for me, and I just go about things, you know, the laziest way possible. All right. So me and Jessica hanging out with you guys for the night. Now, Jessica.
Yes.
Why don't you select the next song, my love?
Okay, how about we do The Kinks, Father Christmas?
Oh, okay, jumping right into this week.
Wild Card Bitches!
What's here?
All right, now, to me, this song's really not even a wild card, but it's definitely mainstream. But I think The Kinks, like, if people who want to say, I mean, people who want to say, like, stuff like the Rolling Stones or the first punk rock band, if you're going to open it up to that broad of horizon, now I'm going with The Kinks. All right, The Kinks are then the first punk rock band.
This song is awesome.
I love the Kinks. I grew up listening to the Kinks. So here they are now with probably one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. Here's Father Christmas. Now, just up before the Kinks, you know, we rolled into this hour, this Punksmas Carol pogoing we're doing. We started off with Bomb Squadron doing Run, Run, Rudolph. Now, that comes off of, I don't know, I want to say Smash Hits or something, one of the 7-inches, and that's Dave singing, but it just dawned on me that, like, I never said who the first song was.
Awesome. The lyrics are awesome in that.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
So rocking too.
Now, after we get done with our Christmas show, we're going to be doing a Pogo Year in Review show. And what it is we're going to be playing the songs that we played the most on Pogo City Radio throughout last year, this year, whatever. The year's got like 2 weeks left in it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so we're going to do a show like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But right now, we're up with this Christmas show. And I don't know. Santa's got a lot of toys in his bag. But from what I hear, he's got a new bag. Let's get to Murphy's Law.
Santa's to be the answer. Come on, Comet. Come on, Cupid. Don't just stand there looking stupid. Wow! Got a bright red cape and a white mustache. Socking to me, Santa. Lots of toys and no time for trash. Socking to me, Santa. Stockings all hung so you can see.
And that was Murphy's Law. Let's keep moving with a classic here. Coming off The Misfits with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, trapped all in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half a gold.
Right, now that was The Misfits with Jerry Only on vocals. So thanks for hanging out with us on this awesome Pogo City Radio. Now, Pogo City Radio special. Now, Jessica over there, the rude girl Jessica, pointing at my screen. What is it that you want, sweetheart?
I
want
to hear The League, Let It Snow.
All right. So this is a newer track. There's actually a pretty cool comp floating around with some pretty awesome Christmas punk rock on it. All right, now this is the Anti Nowhere League doing "Let It Snow." Now they do it very similar to their track "Woman." So you know, let's go check it out now for the lovely rude girl Jessica, and we know how she feels about my man Animal. We all know, for whatever reason, Animal gets Jessica's panties.
Sounded like a lot of older men.
I know you do. You definitely have a totally weird old. No, you've
it's
always
a,
had an
no,
old man fetish.
No,
you
it's
totally
just a phase.
Have.
It's a phase. Just
a phase since you were what, 14?
Shut up.
All right. Here's The League.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and I've simply no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, So I bought me this bag for chopping. Let's turn the lights down low and let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And when we finally hit the high, man, we hate falling down in a storm. But if you hold me down really tight, oh, the turkey that's cold will be warm. Man, the weather outside is shocking. Is it time for another chopping? So turn the lights down low. Let it snow, let it snow, and snow, and snow.
Right, everybody. Now, actually, ironically, it is. Actually, I guess I don't think that's ironic, but it is supposed to snow tomorrow, they're saying, around here.
Yeah.
1 to 3, there's some here.
Yeah, we'll see. Always, they always get pretty excited for the first one.
But they don't seem to be excited. But they don't see, it doesn't seem to be that way.
So it might not happen at all, then, is what I'm saying.
All right. So we hope you like this special Christmas. The special Christmas pogo.
Christmas pogo.
We're doing for you guys. And if you don't, then stop being a Grinch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate people who don't like Christmas. I'm sorry. Like, the only holidays I care about are Christmas and Halloween.
Yes.
Like, and I don't even, like, not even like a religious type deal. But, like, Christmas is kick-ass. Like, I don't care. Like,
getting presents,
you know what
and
I mean?
Shit.
Like, and I don't know. I just, especially now, like, that we have kids and stuff, too. Like, it's fun. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when you have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, like, Christmas is fun.
Yeah.
It might be expensive, especially when one of your kids' birthdays is also in December, which is just awesome. But, yeah. So, we got a little somber and quiet pogo going on right now. I think it's because of that shatter, that wax, that crumble. People are like, what? What is it? What are those terms? Yeah, all right. Let's get back to the punk rock. And we got a Jersey band coming up for you guys. And, of course, you know, I'm talking about one of my favorites. And it's not...
All aboard!
It's not Blank 77. I'm talking about the Wretched Ones. Here's Christmas Song. Thank you.
of the night. This is our Christmas song of the night. Need a chance to warm up. New standing fuck ups. If we made a few mistakes, well, we hope your presents break. Ho, 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 ho. This is our Christmas song of the night. This is our Christmas song of tonight.
The Wretched Ones on
Pogo City Radio.
Let's see.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with.
Let's take a trip to the tunnel and catch up with the Ramones.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight.
Up next, we got Eddie and the Hot Rods. It feels like Christmas.
And I wanna get high. let's take a chance. You're missing me and I'm missing you. So come on, baby, got some catching up to do and it feels like Christmas.
Right. Now that's, you know, more recent Eddie and the Hot Rods on Pogo City Radio. It feels like Christmas. Now, me and the rude girl Jessica, since we're adults, we actually talk about what we're getting each other for Christmas. And I think we've decided what we're getting each other for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a sound bar with a sub for the living room.
There you go. There you go. See, now I got a nice thing going on down there. Like, I got surround sound. It's more like an old school system, like with an amp and everything, you know what I mean? And I don't have like a turntable and all that set up down there anymore, so I think I do. I just want to consolidate and get a fucking sound bar with a sub. Yeah. And it's easier hooking shit up with fucking Bluetooth and all that technology shit that I do constantly. My house is a fucking, yeah, no, it's a bunch of fucking Bluetooth nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. But, with all the wires.
Yeah, exactly. And my daughters, yo, like, they want to kick over my, like, 4 foot tall speakers all the fucking time. They're kind of our end tables, though, too, so uh-oh. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, I don't know. They are, actually. They take a big part of our room.
I know, that's like, that's gonna like totally change the feng shui.
Like picture frames up there
and lamps
shit.
And shit. I have big speakers. We do. There's picture frames, lamps, candles. But for Christmas, I will be getting Jessica some cherry red Docs that she wants. Now, do you
really want them?
Do you want the cherry red, the ox blood, or do you want the black? Because you were forever saying, I want to get the red Docs. Get me cherry Docs.
Well, I like the cherry red and like I like the Chelsea girl look, but a lot of the time I feel like the cherry red goes with Chelsea girl look more so than like punk. Do you know what I mean?
I think the looks are the same.
Do you get what I'm saying though?
I guess
a little bit.
Yeah,
because I used to wear them when I would dress like a skinhead. Yeah,
it's a little bit more skinhead.
Like I picture like suspenders.
But
I don't really care though. Chelsea.
I don't care.
I like them both though. I love them both, and either way, I'm gonna be fucking thrilled if I open up some Docs on Christmas. So let me tell you,
it sounds
I'm very
like
excited them. Now.
All right.
Ho 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Now feel free to get us some gifts. You know what I mean? You guys can totally send Pogo some Christmas gifts.
Of course. Always.
We greatly appreciate it.
We great, greatly, greatly appreciate it.
PogoCityRadio.com.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, all right. Why don't we get to one of Jessica's favorite Christmas songs? And now I think this is a fun one. This comes off Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding. The band is Downward Dog, and here's Nuttin' for Christmas. If I hit the right button, here's Nothing for Christmas. Nothing. Nothing for Christmas. Downward Dog on Pogo City motherfucking radio. And now this next one I like a whole lot. I like a whole lot. I almost feel like I don't want to say who these bands are that do these songs because I want to see if people can guess. But I'm going to tell them anyway because we've been telling them. So this next one's the UK Subs. And this is called Hey Santa Claus.
Quite often I get to thinking, as kids how we got by. Like Christmas time in our house, we couldn't afford a fire. But we got by in our house, back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint, and we'd all sit round his tongue. We didn't have no tinsel on our Christmas tree, so we just wheeled old granddad in and made the old cunt sneeze. Wheel him round the other side, granny. Well, time goes so fucking fast. I've got kids now on my own, and I heard them unwrap their presents last night when I got home. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I ran up to the summer jack, they're smelling all alike. I wrote your fucking letter, I've come to see it twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? If I wanted a pair of fucking socks, I would have fucking asked. Ping pong stand cowboy suit, stick right up your ass. When I mark my order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not that your smear's crying, my sister's pissed off too.
gonna close your cunt. Where's my fucking pram? You promised me, you fucking cunt, you know who I am. Cause I'm a little girl, you mate, sit right on your end. Never mind your ho ho ho, where's my fucking pram? This time I come to see him, gonna punch him in the gut. Turn his fucking reindeer and kick Rudo in the nuts. Just you wait till next year, we come through that store. Me and my little sister come running through that door. Just check his breath, watch his bloodshot eyes. Don't listen to him, boys and girls, he's a fucking noise. This ain't a pervert, no, you fucking boy. That fucking wanker forgot my fucking boy. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? Around that tall savage jump, there's nothing more I like. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come and see it twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? Gonna tell my dad on you. You punch your fucking lights out, cunt. Oi, so mommy's fucking Santa Claus. And our neighbor, Miss Old Town, last night.
All right, now that's some good old Christmas fun, talking about the UK subs with Hey Santa Claus, you cunt. I don't know. Jessica was up here saying that she thinks like his accent's so heavy that it's fake, but she's not up here to defend herself. So let me just talk a bunch of shit on her. No. Of course not. Why don't we just get to the next track? And now this next one's coming off a split with Reckless Eric. The track is by Sterling Roswell. It's a rockin' good Christmas.
Baby.
right now, the lovely new girl Jessica has returned. Now she's sitting up here with a coat in front of the heater, complaining that she's cold, and I see her eating a popsicle at this very moment.
My throat hurts, all right? I'm still getting over being sick.
Well, you know what the cure for that is, though, right?
Popsicles?
Yeah, I got a popsicle for you, baby.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
All right. So, yeah, Merry Christmas. She has another popsicle she just pulled out of
her pocket. They're very tiny.
Look, are you showing them? They're baby popsicles. You have a microphone, though.
You don't have a baby popsicle, though.
I have a big boy popsicle.
You have a grown popsicle.
I have like a freakishly
growing popsicle
bush. A freakishly large bush. Like a big old Italian bush.
Say that shit. It's terrible.
I do occasionally, but like, I don't know, maybe once every couple of months.
Longer than your chest hair.
Fuck off. It is out of control right now. I mean, we're talking 70s fucking porn star. I look like I got Ron Jeremy's head in my fucking crotch right now. All right, everybody. Why don't we get over to one of my favorites on the show tonight? Now, this is a Dwarves track, and it's basically alternate lyrics for There Better Be Women. Here's Drinking Up Christmas on Pogo City Radio.
We went out to a Christmas party, had a fifth of cold Bacardi, saw a Santa Claus in red with an aching head, but he was very merry. In fact, he was kind of scary. Ho, ho, hell was all he said. He took a drink and then another two. He did the same. I seen him turning blue. And in a way, he's up the chimney out the blue, screaming like a drunken Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm drinking up Christmas, 'cause I got no job, I'm a lazy slob. I'm drinking up Christmas, tell daddy and mom that I came to rob them. A holiday hero, yeah, but I'm a zero with you. I'm drinking up Christmas tonight, alright. He's making a list and checking for the kids that he feels like wrecking. As he stumbles through the night, all pink and white. And he was just get going, but then when the boom stopped blowing, challenge Frosty to a fight. He said, come on, I got a gift for you, so bring it on. I need your black and blue, a little song. I think it's Santa Claus is through, and he got a nose as red as you know who.
Alright, so we were talking about how Animal makes Jessica cream her goddamn pants. Now apparently Blag does as well.
Oh yeah, no, Blag always has.
Alright, well good for Blag. Is there anyone under the age of 45 that you are attracted to?
I like those confident men, and I guess those men are the confident ones.
What am I, chopped liver over here?
No, I'm married to you, so obviously you're not chopped liver.
Exactly. I'd be the fucking sexiest piece of chopped liver ever. The sexiest piece of liver anybody has. If I was liver, it'd be fucking sexy. Damn right. Me and my big ass bush. You know what I'm saying? Just be a big old hairy liver.
Up.
A big old hairy liver. All right.
Too much.
Too much funky business. I miss when I had a bong noise on the sampler, but I had to reprogram it. Now, see, I got some killer samples in here that I'm dying to use that are new that you haven't even heard yet, Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
But the opportunity has not presented themselves, and I want to play them so bad, but like I want them to be unveiled, like a fucking event. I want feathers to fall from the sky and
even dubs fucking and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Bottles of champagne and like big girls. What's he saying? That fucking Megadeth video, not Megadeth, Monster Magnet. I want black girls shaking their asses. Like, what's
with,
he says? What
with
I'm
lights everywhere, fireworks.
What is that fucking Monster Magnet? Yeah, Monster Magnet. I said Megadeth. Like I know that fucking metal shit anyway.
What's the name of that song? Monster Magnet.
That one.
Ah,
I don't know. I don't.
I used to be obsessed with it.
Like,
do you remember?
Yeah,
remember
I don't know why you were obsessed with that.
I really liked that video. It's fucking hilarious. He has light bulbs on his suit and shit.
The video was kind of funny.
Black girl shaking her ass.
And
money flying everywhere.
I do remember the MTV making the video for it when he said, "I want black girls shaking their asses."
Lights on my suit. Big ass light bulbs on my suit.
What the fuck was that about? What the fuck name
is
that?
Not smoking pot.
Some people out there know what we're talking about. Some people are like, will they shut the fuck up and play another goddamn song? So now, Jess, we're going to play them both, but do you want to go with a rockin' song or do you want to skank it up a little bit? What do you want to do?
Let's skank it up.
All right. Well, here are the mighty, mighty Boss Tones who are playing this year's fucking Las Vegas Punk Bowling. One of the headliners. Not that I care all that much, but here's the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with This Time of Year. The mighty, mighty Boss Tones on Pogo City Radio. Now, I'm on my phone here trying to find the goddamn flyer for Punk Bowling. Here it is. Give me a second. I'm getting there. It's on my Facebook. And I know that, okay, basically what my point is, right, they're not doing an East Coast one this year because because, no, I don't know, maybe enough people don't go. Maybe it's because the lineup isn't that great. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like just for example, like, the Inside show to me was, like, the only show worth seeing, the one we went to with the Dwarves and Blanks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no disrespect to any of those other bands, like, who was the Buzzcocks and the Specials. But, like, I'm not trying to pay, me personally, like, I'm not trying to pay that much money to see those bands. But this year, they're only doing it out west. And the headliners are Rise Against, NOFX, and At the Drive-In. First of all, I don't know who the fuck At the Drive-In is. I have no idea.
Me either.
And Rise Against, like, I'm pretty sure that they, like, play that band, like, on, like, ZZO and shit. Like the mainstream fucking radio station around here. And NOFX, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like when I was a kid, like, it was like NOFX is like lame. Like, like everybody I knew that had mohawks and listened to the Casualties thought NOFX was lame. And it just seems like more and more people, like, are just like all about NOFX, and I just don't see what the big deal is. But those are the headliners, and they also have L7 headlining above GBH, the Partisans, and the Angelic Upstarts. Now, I think that's an absolute travesty. And I was talking about it on Facebook, and I was talking to somebody from Duffy's Cut on Facebook, and they were saying that those bands sold more albums and made more money. I know, I get it, I get it. But see, I guess I'm just more of a Rebellion Fest or a Fuck You, We Rule. Like, I would go out there if the Lower Class Brats and Blank 77 Casualties and Defiance and the Potato Pirates and the Bad English were playing, then I'd be like, ooh, let's
like
try
Rebellion
and go to Vegas. Yeah, well, more like Fuck You, We Rule. Yeah, Rebellion's more the, they got a lot of the awesome, like, old British bands. Like, you know what I mean? Like Peter and the Test Tube Babies and Vice Squad and Coxbar, stuff like that.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? And, but, like, I don't know. I would not be going to Vegas to see this show. And I just think it's a travesty that the Partisans and GBH and the Angelic Upstarts are some of the smallest names written on the flyer. And bands like At the Drive-In, which I have no idea what that is, is a headliner.
That name is, I'm sorry, too.
I'm not going to lie. I said that
not appealing
on Facebook. And Warhammer, who we had on a couple weeks ago, he was like, oh, I would love to see At the Drive-In. I was like, dude, I have no idea who they are. And then he said, oh, it's got members of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I have no idea who those bands are. So I'm assuming it's a metal band. If you haven't noticed,
metal?
I don't listen to metal. I don't fucking know. He listens to metal. And I mean, I'm pretty hip to the punk rock scene.
Yeah.
Like, but fucking, I don't know. But okay, why don't we get to that rocking song we were talking about? Let's do some Slaughter and the Dogs with Run, Run, Rudolph.
Well, out of all the reindeers, you are the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa can't be far behind. I said, run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he could take the freeway down. I said, run, run, Rudolph, 'cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Santa to the poor child, what you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then a wind, wind, Rudolph, whizzing him like a shooting star. I see him run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. We'll be right back.
some Slaughter and the Dogs on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, the lovely rude girl Jessica and I are going to be splitting for this week. And we're going to leave you guys with a song that, for whatever reason, Jessica always brings it up, that she doesn't understand how or necessarily why this is a Christmas song, but for some reason it is. And I don't know. I always thought it was a Christmas song too, but they don't. You're right. They don't ever say anything about Christmas.
Yeah, I know. But it does remind me of Christmas.
And I'm talking. And they play it, the Louis Armstrong version, What a Wonderful World. The radio stations play that all the time. Turn the back knob. The back knob. Turn it all the way. But they play Wonderful World all the time around Christmas. So we're going to leave you guys with Joey Ramone's rendition coming off Don't Worry About Me.
Oh, it's such a great song.
Here's
too.
What a Wonderful World. Have a merry fucking Christmas, everybody.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
City Radio.